This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4016 for Monday, the 25th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Today I Learned. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 7 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Today I learned how to remove a password from a file.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making the service available to us all. HPR is an invaluable service on these here into tubes. It's a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you could contribute too. Why don't you pick up a microphone or your mobile phone, tablet, whatever you've got to hand, record a show and send it in. We're always looking for shows, and I think right now we're a bit short on shows. For information, it's Sunday the 17th of December. I'm currently on holidays, a wee bit of spare time on my hands. And I was listening to a show that Dave Morris sent in, HPR 4002, where he proposed to start a new series called Today I Learned. And I was thinking, well, actually, there was something I just did recently, and I thought that's a perfect candidate. So I'm not going to a lot of detail. I'm no expert in the topic I'm going to cover, but maybe hopefully somebody will find this interesting. So I had a PDF which I wanted to mark up. Just for reference purposes, just so that I could look at it and quickly see points of interest within this PDF, and I found that I was unable to do that because the moment I tried to mark it up, it was asking me for a password, and of course, let's just say I'd forgotten the password. So. I initially thought I could have used this, and maybe I didn't look at it in enough detail. But Dave mentioned to me that there's a fantastic application called, now I don't know how you pronounce it, OKULAR, Ocular, and it's great for marking up and splitting PDFs and all sorts of stuff like that. On looking at it briefly, I couldn't see a way to solve the problem with that, so I did my usual googling, and I came across a web page, and it gave various suggestions about how you can solve this, and the option that worked for me was the command line program QPDF. Now, looking at the man page for QPDF, what does it say? QPDF is a QDF transformation software. The QPDF program is used to convert one PDF file to another equivalent PDF file. It is capable of performing a variety of transformations, such as linearization, also known as web optimization, or fast web viewing, encryption and decryption of PDF files. It also has many options for inspecting or checking PDF files, some of which are useful primarily for PDF developers. For a summary of QPDF's options, please run QPDF --help. A complete manual can be found in user share doc QPDF QPDFmanual.html, or there's a PDF version as well in user share doc QPDF. Yeah. So that's that. And the version, what does it say? Version 802. 8.0.2 April 2008 is the one I'm currently running on my PC here. So I ran the QPDF with a dash dash help flag, and sure enough, oh yes, dash dash decrypt, remove encryption on the file. So basically, to do that, you just do QPDF space dash dash decrypt space, and give the name of your input file, protected. It says here, example, protected.pdf, and then you give your new file name you want, unprotected.pdf, hit return, bam, done. Now, I noticed down in the comments further down that Evangard back in 2016 noted that it won't work if you don't know the user password. Owner password is only for enforcing restrictions. User is for opening the file and to be able to view it. So I guess it depends what security settings the person set when they protect it. You could make it such that you could only view it if you know the password, the user password. So I was able to view this document. I just couldn't mark it up. So owner password is only for enforcing restrictions. So I was able to mark up to my heart's content after issuing that. So I thought that was a wee handy tip if you're ever in that situation. Don't know if there's much else I have to say on that. Yeah, I think that's about it. Anyway, wish you all a very Merry Christmas, depending on when you listen to this, and a Happy New Year, and all the rest of it to you and your family. And if you've got a spare minute, when you're off, why not send in a show? You can just do something impromptu like this, as I've done now. It doesn't take very long, and I'm sure we'd all find it interesting. Okay, thank you very much. All the best. Oh, finally, I'm so rusty at this, I've forgotten. I need to say, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxmrxathpr@googlemail.com. Hope I've got that right. So until next time, hopefully a bit sooner than it's been of late, thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.